Parabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Parabasa Bavli, Daf Kuf Ayin Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base at the Mishnah. Hamarvis Chaveiro Beshtar Goyvim Menachosim Mishabodim, Aladei Edim Goyvim Menachosim Bnei Choyrin. A person who lends his friend with a document, he may collect even from the Mishabodim land, meaning it was sold by the borrower after the loan was taken, then that land can be collected from the buyer by the lender. And if it was lent only with witnesses, then the lender can only collect from Bnei Choyrin land, which was land that still is possessed by the borrower, not that he sold on to someone else. If a lender took out the document written by the borrower without witnesses, stating that he owed the lender money, the lender may collect only from Bnei Choyrin land. If a guarantor accepted responsibility underneath the signatures of the witnesses, the lender can collect only from Bnei Choyrin land. Such a case came before Bishmol, and he ruled that the lender can only collect from Bnei Choyrin. Benana said to Bishmol, he can't collect from Mishabadim or even from Bnei Choyrin land. Amalai Lama, Bishmol asked him, why is that? Amalai Achoinek, Ef Echa Bashuk, Amalai Hanech, Vani Noisenach Potter, Shalai Emunosai, Avao. Benana said, if someone saw the lender choking the borrower in the street and he said, leave him alone and I'll pay you, he is exempt from payment because the lender did not originally lend because of this man who was involving himself. Veizu Oev Shuchai Avloi, so when is a guarantor actually responsible? Amalai Avao, Vani Noisenacha Chayev, Shaken Al Emunosai, Avao. If he said, lend him and I will give it to you, he's responsible because he lent him because of the guarantor. Amr b'shmo ha-voitze sh'yishchakeim yasig b'denim ha-moynis sh'en mikseh b'toyre gogol mehen sh'en kemanan noiveya b'chal ha-voitze lasig b'denim ha-moynis yishamish eshimoyin ben-nana. So b'shmo said, one who wants to become wise should study monetary laws because it's the greatest area in Torah, like a spring that flows forth, and one who wants to study monetary laws should do so from ben-nanas. And the Gemara says, Ravuna omar hakdama p'sula v'ashtar kosher. Rav Huna says a predated loan document is possible, but the document itself is kosher, means the lien follows the actual loan date. The question is, the Mishnah teaches that a predated puzzle is kosher, a postdated puzzle is possible. Hadad Tema, do Rav Huna, Rav Laza, Rav Shimon ben Yakim. Answers, Rav Huna follows the opinion of Rav Laza and Rav Shimon ben Yakim. And the Gemara explains that Hadad Rav Huna, Rav Laza, Amar, Af Pi She'ein Alav Eidim, Eshinosel Bifnei Eidim, kosher. We first see that he follows the opinion of Rav Elazar in Maseches Gittin, who says that it's the Eidei Mesir, which is the witnesses that watch the get being handed over, that actually validate the get. Even if there are no Eidei Chasima, witnesses that signed on it, but it was given over in front of witnesses, it's kosher, and it can be used to collect from Mishabodim land, because witnesses only sign on a get in order that the society should function properly. Behechi, and what's the case? If the Eidei Mesira directly contradict the Eidei Chasima as to the date of the loan, the document becomes invalid and can't be described as kosher. If Rav Huna was speaking about when even the Eidei Chasima admit that the document is predated, Reish Lakish said that Chazal considered the Eidei Chasima as if the testimony was cross-examined already in Beis Din. My Kadoin, then what was said about this case? The Eidei Chasima say that they signed, that they heard the borrower say, I, Ploini ben Ploini, borrowed from Ploini, and Ploini was the guarantor, but they didn't give any testimony about the date that was early that was written.